Buddy. 6:53 p.m. Central Time on the 6th of February, 2023, and I was just flipping through Twitter looking at different views of the Turkey earthquake, and I caught some cars driving around looking at the damage, but I noticed it was heavy rain and hail, as well as a lot of snow going on. And it prompted me to come over here and look at the Turkish radar to see, because, you know, what the weather was, of course. And what we're looking at here are different Turkish radar stations put together into a composite feed, brought to us by AccuWeather, for instance. And maybe I should full screen this. Now, I'm going to zoom in on this a little bit more on the center of this. This is where the radar station, one of the radar stations in Turkey is, that's picking up the snowstorm there. But what I want to draw your eye to is what happens here at the center of the screen through the snowstorm. Now, to me, I'm just going to say it, that's a peculiar radar signature that we don't normally see on the radar. But what I want to also draw your eye to is that the counterclockwise rotating, you see how it's down there, you see what it's doing there. You see that, right? Now, we got another station right at the eye of the storm. I'm going to zoom in on the eye of the storm and show you what's here. Do you see this town called Gaziantep? And up to the north, Elbistan? Two 7.8 earthquakes have struck here today in the last several hours, about 12 hours, 20 hours. Two different large earthquakes, 7.5 to 7.8, about 9 hours apart, those earthquakes struck right here at the center of where this giant low-pressure system is rotating over Turkey. Prompting me, when I saw the weather there, I just wanted to see what was on radar. I didn't know I was going to be catching this live as I am now, which is prompting me to hit record and to show you guys what's showing on their radar. One of their radar stations, or two, just wait for it, at least one or two are putting off a very peculiar radar signature. Now, radar is in microwave usually, so whatever we're seeing here coming up through the snowstorm is rotating out and emanating out in pulses from the radar station itself. It's showing up in the storm precipitation. There's clear open areas that are, well, quote-unquote being vaporized, if you will, high-power microwave, not showing up. Look at that. So it looks like ripples going out and spreading out from the radar stations. Now, what could cause this? Well, first of all, the rotating low pressure system over the earthquake epicenter cannot be ignored. This ties into what several researchers have talked about, including suspicious observers and many others, talking about how when storms, big low pressure systems, are over earthquake prone locations, we tend to see a lot of the times, we see large earthquakes develop below those low-pressure systems, those storms themselves. SO calls, suspicious observers, calls that earth spot. You could call it an electromagnetic spot. Now, that can be induced from above. Same with the radar signature that we're seeing here. A radar can be, quote-unquote, punked, as I call it. It's a term I've had to come up with. A radar can be punked from above, from space-based assets, as well as possibly over-the-horizon radar assets from a world away, using scalar, which is a complex term to describe two overlapping beams or more. But where the beams overlap, you can get a result, an excitement of electrons. So a swirling radar signature in the middle of a swirling storm over the earthquake epicenter, where we're seeing a great amount of snow now, and strong winds and damaging storms, as well as heavy rain, right over the disaster zone. This is, right here, is where the earthquake struck, right there, just west of Gaziantep. The first 7.8. Then the second one struck 60 miles to the north, right here, where the center of the storm is now. And it's a huge storm. It's been there for a day, and now we've got this. I'm going to zoom in on it really close. This is Turkish radar. as seen on AccuWeather. And it's not like AccuWeather is just reading it wrong. I should go pull and see if I can find the Turkish radar directly. Now, it's showing up in the storm ahead of time. You can barely see it right there. Let's wait for this. Guys, the radar feed just changed while I'm live here. Hold on, let me just make sure. I just want to make sure. Hold on, maybe I'm zoomed in on the wrong spot. I might be zoomed in on the wrong spot. There it is. Now, I just tried to zoom in on it close, and it disappeared. Did you see that? Let me do it again. Try to get a close-up view of this. We're going to wait for this to go through its whole feed, because that was very odd. It literally looked like it disappeared, like it wasn't there. Try to get a good zoom in on it. It is. It's. I can't believe it. Okay, look, it is what it is, guys. So now, if you try and zoom in on it to get a good view of it, it disappears. Completely. I'm glad I'm recording this. Nobody would believe me that there would be some kind of censorship that would go on instantly as soon as you notice something like this. That somebody would come in, or some kind of AI system, or some kind of person is sitting there and they literally like delete a few frames and they're like, oh shit. Okay, now I've got to go find the Turkish radar. Hold on. We're going to just hit a display capture off, and I'll just put you on hold here really quick. Okay, guys, it took me a second to find it, but here we are. So here we are. We're over at the Turkish State Meteorological Service at the radar for Gaziantep. And let's do an animation. Somebody want to tell me what's going on? Somebody want to tell me what's going on? Their system's not showing it. This is very interesting now to me. With their radar not showing it. Unless it was previous, because look at how many images they're giving us. 15 images. I can't believe it. All right. We're going to go back again. Here's their national radar. We're going to do the same thing. Hit play. Let's increase the speed too. And we're looking down here for the signature, for the spiral signature. Again, we're not getting enough images. Okay, all right. Let's go back to... Let's just go back to the AccuWeather. Who's using the same feed, right? They have to be. They're using the same damn feed. When is that signature the most prevalent? Let's back it out just a little. Yeah, more than 15 images, that's for sure. Oh, wait, I have to play it through. Okay. Have to play it through. This is why you have to record when you're doing something like this. What? What just happened there? I swear, if this thing goes blank or disappears or something... Look. Oh, my God. Okay. This is just ridiculous, man. This is reaching a ridiculous level where it's obvious somebody's trying to hide something now. Okay, let's... Yep. Look. This is not me doing anything, guys. I'm going to hit refresh on the page just to make sure it's not like a cookie or something that's got messed up. Full screen it. Zoom in before I hit play. Right to about there where I had it before. I even had it further zoomed in, but just hit play through. Glad I'm recording. Nobody would believe me. A spiral signature appeared over the area. They'd be like, no, you're just talking about the low pressure system itself or something, Dutch. Nope, they blanked it out. They did. Somebody is actually listening and watching my fucking stream. You got to be kidding me, man. I can't believe it. Yep, they blanked it. All right. Right when it appears, it goes away now. Okay. Touche. But I'll tell you what, man, I'm recording. And I'm uploading this. And... My wife's been sitting in here with me the whole time, haven't you?
I have.
Say it louder so they know you're... She's not on recording either, guys, so...
This is not a pre-recording script. I am here sitting right next to you.
Yeah, I got witnesses.
Yeah.
As if I need them. Whatever. I can't believe that. So this is what happens when you capture an anomaly on radar above an earthquake zone. Where there just so happens to be a swirling low-pressure system. Somebody could be punking their radar, inducing the swirl over the area, and they wouldn't know that their radar is even doing it. I think that's what's done to us with our next rad. I proposed that many times, that it wasn't us doing it to ourselves, causing tornadoes to form and severe weather to form and come to our transmitters. That somebody from far away or up above was punking our radars, causing the pulses, by overloading our electromagnetic field around the radar. And then that causes a resonance, which then attracts a storm, electron precipitation, cloud condensation nuclei, CCN, forms from that. That's proved. And it goes right to the transmitter. And somebody could do it from up above and punk your radar. And you would never see it on your own system, and if you did, you'd get called a conspiracy theorist. Swirling radar signature. The only other time I've seen one of those is down in Australia, from Perth in particular. Perth and over on the west coast of Australia, a swirling radar signature. They usually use it during military operations, it appears. As a matter of fact, let me go get that pulled up so that we can see an example of that so you can compare it to what we just saw. go. Australian Swirling Radar. Check out today's satellite loop showing swirling bands on the radar. It's all thanks to a system of blah, 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 blah. That's not it. Let's see if we got some images. Australia harping. Here's the spiked one. Let's see if we can swipe. Yeah, there. There we go. There it is. That's one of them. That's just one screenshot. Look how Google has, like, buried the freaking search with a bunch of mainstream media crap. Here's the one that happened down in Mexico. Believe it or not, I've got a whole video on this one when it happened. This happened on the same day that the West Coast got hit with a 7.0 earthquake, by the way. So it happens on earthquake days when 7.0 happens. This here, Mexico, same day as Vancouver Island on the West Coast, creamed with a huge earthquake. Mexico harping Dutch sense. Here's some of my screenshots from it, which got scrubbed from the internet because my website got taken down for violating community service guidelines for promoting conspiracy theories about directed energy weapons. Now it's all proved. Seriously. Or, well, not all of it. 90% of everything that I said was proved so far. And they buried that crap. Okay, so here is a shot of it. Hold on. Look at all these pop-ups that are popping up. There it is. Here's my post. They got a screenshot of it. Oh my God, I gotta save this. Okay, this was lost from my old website. Now you know why my old website got banned. This happened just before the big earthquake up to the northwest, up off the west coast of the United States. And the name of the location, look at the very center, I don't know if you can see it. La Canada, Mexico, is the name of the spot where the radar is. La Canada, Mexico, gets this weird radar signature going, and then Canada gets hit with a 7.0 earthquake, same day. And guess what else was happening on the same day? Hurricane Sandy was making landfall on the east coast of the United States. They called it Frankenstorm. Hurricane Sandy on the east coast, remember this? Frankenstorm? It happened right around Halloween. See, October 28th. So Hurricane Sandy was hitting on the east coast. Frankenstein was brought to life by, you know it, electricity. Radio waves and lightning. Anyway, swirling radar on the same day as the big earthquake, 7.0. And it doesn't happen all the time, I'll tell you that. Wow. All right. Well, you got to see censorship real time live, where they literally will cut a feed. So that means somebody's paying attention. Somebody calls somebody and who gets hold of somebody, and within a minute or two, AccuWeather's down. Check it out. That is just wild. I wonder if they do it here on my PC somehow, instead of like at AccuWeather. Like, it would be much easier to have some government shill installed to, you know, somehow through my PC to block it, as opposed to be working it. Somebody calls somebody at AccuWeather and shuts it down for the whole public? I don't know. Wow. Swirling radar over Turkey. Well, it's all been recorded. Let's go upload this to YouTube. I wonder how the public's going to respond to this. Man.